back to Larry. Larry, you want to explain again how these things work?
Well, like I said, that you have a big source of power. You explode a small nuclear device, and then you direct that. And the way you direct it is, it's like in wavelengths. And the thing is that most people, they think of matter is like particles separated by empty space, but, you know, little balls, you know, atoms and stuff. But matter, everything is actually different, is different wavelengths. And when you've got enough energy, you can change those wavelengths. One of the really interesting things about that type of system, when you have so much power in a wavelength, is I was in, they were using, you can pass the, you can, because the frequency is small between the atom and the electron, you can pass it into a human body. At University of Houston, they were using these to change the wavelength of the AIDS virus. And I was down at the Fort Worth Star Telegram, and I got onto this, and I got visits from people in black suits to get off that story and stuff. Mm-hmm. But the other thing is you think of, we think of these buildings as so big. You know, how can you have a beam to change the... Well, imagine how that building looks from an orbiting satellite. It's just a little tiny sliver of steel down on Earth.
Yeah.
And you can, theoretically, I can see it perfectly. You can pass those energy beams or directed beams and focus them on steel. You basically can change the nature of the steel. You're changing the wavelength of that matter. So
you can make steel vaporize?
Well, I don't know the exact what it becomes. It all comes down to what wavelength you're using and stuff like that. I don't know the details, but I know that you can change the nature of matter. You change the vibrational structure of matter. It's no really big deal. Mm-hmm. And the thing is the way they were outlining these beams, there was a treaties between the United States and Russia. What was outlawed is they said weapons built on new physical principles.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when you hear about the anti-ballistic program we have now, they always use the word kinetic. Because that's not a new physical principle. We're sending up missiles to shoot down things.
Mm-hmm.
This stuff with the particle beams, there we're dealing with new physical principles. The laws of the universe are a little different when you're dealing at those levels. And I know, I have relatives, I know people that are still in that program, and even though technically it's not supposed to be going on, I know they still get a paycheck every week, and they're working on in that program. So that may be probably kind of technical or whatever, but it makes, the idea of a beam is not some far-fetched thing.
Okay.
It's no big deal. We could do that.
Okay.
So,
thanks so much, Larry.
I would like to be able to talk with you sometime later. Is there a way you can contact me?
Are you Mrs. Wood?
Yes.
Do you have... What's the
give me your website.
DrJudyWood.com.
Okay. And then you'll have an email on there.
Yes, you can contact me through there.
Yeah, I'll do that. Because, see, through stuff like that, getting involved with the University of Houston, and stuff, that's why I'm a truck driver today.
And this is what we ourselves is about.
A useful
contact may be in the offing there between Dr. Wood and your caller, Ambrose.
Yes, I'm sorry.
I'll
everything
her.
He said makes sense to
thank
me.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Larry.
All right.
Go ahead, Judy.
What he said makes perfect sense for what I see in the data.
Mm-hmm.
We have a tower that looks like it's exploding.
Yep.
The aluminum cladding that was on the outside of the building is flying free Well, all of the steel flying is trailing dust.
Mm-hmm.
So it affects one material and not the other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, focused, directed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jerry, you didn't have a chance to finish about the Freedom of Information Act. How many of these would you have to file, and with whom? The Pentagon, the Department of Commerce to get the MIST, and what else?
Okay, well, you can file Freedom of Information Act requests virtually through any federal agency, and mm-hmm. Usually there's a FOIA, F-O-I-A, page on the website of any of the major governmental agencies, including defense. Although obviously you're not going to get classified information,
right.
And there are a lot of other exceptions that that can be imposed. They can also delay responding to your requests mm-hmm. for quite some time, but eventually they have to respond.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't give you, and for what they don't give you, they have to give you a reason why, and you can challenge that
mm-hmm.
reason,
mm-hmm.
ultimately ending up in court.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're talking about NIST because destruction of the Twin Towers.
Yeah.
They are also in the midst of doing a report on what caused Building 7 to collapse, which, as you know, collapsed in late afternoon.
Right.
Without ever having been hit by a plane, without ever having any significant, damage, visibly done to it. And it's often said, Ambrose, that it only takes one episode of controlled demolition to undercut the entire myth of what happened on 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And so right now we actually have an ongoing incomplete investigation occurring at a time when the public is becoming more knowledgeable about the the utter nonsense that has been passed off as official explanations thus far. So
mm-hmm.
it's fair to say that it will be harder for NIST to come out with another nonsensical explanation when they come out with their explanation of what caused World Trade Center Building 7 to collapse in 6 seconds,
mm-hmm.
as it did. Okay? So, I would encourage your listeners to visit NIST's website, and particularly their FOIA page, which is www.nist.gov, then /admin/FOIA, F-O-I-A. And that should get you there. Now, even if you can't, get it, get through it based on what I've just said over the air because you didn't have your pencil or your pen in hand, just go to the NIST website and search under FOIA, and that will get you to the FOIA page, and it's just a letter. You just send them a letter to their FOIA administrator saying what you want.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to note that in doing a Freedom of Information Act request, you can't ask them questions, or you can't, ask them to make up things that
right.
they don't have.
Right.
But you can ask for existing information.
Mm-hmm.
I myself am very interested in getting information concerning their ongoing investigation of Building 7
mm-hmm.
because I think they're under a lot of pressure to come out with a finding that says that building collapsed, Ambrose, for any reason other than controlled demolition, when in fact there's just so much evidence that that is the only phenomenon that could have brought that building down that I think they're going to have a hard time avoiding that conclusion. And I think the We Ourselves task here mm-hmm. is to make sure that that they don't come out with a phony explanation.
Mm-hmm. Judy?
I totally agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
That the controlled demolition aspect of Building 7 is so blatant, it's difficult for them to whitewash it.
Mm-hmm.
They referred to a hypothetical blast event, and I often look at pictures of 1 and 2, towers 1 and 2, and think, is this hypothetical?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, Ambrose, I got to sign off.
I know it. I appreciate your staying as long as you have.
It's been my pleasure
to have both of you.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
And always, Judy, it's always a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you very much for having us.
Okay. We'll be right back.